Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together with Nachshlee 7 and Let It Be.
Lord, I pray for this day we come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you. And I pray that our lives are the better, staying true with the Lord as a church. Lord, I pray that these words be unseen with
As always, I'd like to applaud you for taking the next 45 or so minutes out of your busy Sunday as we consciously choose to come together, as we consciously choose to take time to align with the ground of being the source of all that is God in us as us. God gave us the greatest gift ever, that of free will. The ability to choose for ourselves that which we wish to do. I shared this morning, as always, the guidepost meditations. And in it, one of the quotes was by a pastor who said that God edits our prayers. I stated that I did not believe that to be true. You see, we have to consciously discern for ourselves what is right, what is aligned with the truth we believe, what is aligned with the teachings of Jesus, and embrace and embody them for ourselves. Nowhere did I ever read that Jesus said that we were to pray and trust that God would edit them correctly for us. He simply said, according to your belief, be it done unto you. When you pray, if you have anything against anyone, forgive them. And if you pray, believe you have received. So nothing about God editing our prayers. And so what we do on the Sunday Soul Connection, we are always seeking to look deeper. Not just taking things that are written or said to us on face value. In these past few weeks, we have been studying the deeper teachings of Jesus with the Beatitudes, the state of mind that we need to embrace, embody, and express from if we are to experience the kingdom of heaven here on earth. That kingdom that is peace, that is joy, that is health, that is abundance, that is a reflection of the divine life, love, presence, and power that is right where we are. These Beatitudes, people for so long have been just taking them on face value, not going deeper. And everything about the ministry of Jesus was about deepening. Deepening in our awareness of who we are and whose we are. Deepening in the tools that had been given to us to utilize with prayer and faith and belief. To deepen in our dependence in God in us as us. everything he taught, everything he demonstrated, everything he lived was to show by example that we too could live that life. He said, greater works than these shall you do. I have yet to see or hear or read or come across anyone that has done greater work than our teacher. Because we can manage for so long to maintain these truths, to live these principles, then something will come along that will shake us at our root, at our core, and they will crumble. No judgment, no condemnation, just a recognition that in our human frailty, sometimes we forget our true divinity. And so our last B attitude, one of the most perhaps challenging if you were to look at it on the face value, simply says, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. If we were to take it on its face value, we would assume that we needed to be persecuted, tormented, or something in order to experience God's goodness. And nothing could be further from the truth. It is always challenging when we are looking at the language, and especially language that has been translated or mistranslated. Here the word persecuted comes from the Aramaic word of ditripo, which simply means restraining from temptation. Now automatically that's a different interpretation and a different energy behind that. What are we supposed to restrain from temptation? Well, the only persecution that is taking place is that which is taking place within us. Our persecutors are our erroneous thoughts, our false beliefs, our negative thinking, our doubts, our worries, our fears, the things that self-sabotage us. These are the persecutors. These are what we need to restrain ourselves from being tempted and allowing them to dominate our thinking, our believing, our speaking, our acting, our expressing. You see, we know that righteousness, when we break it down, is the right use or the right way of thinking. So we are to restrain from the wrong and negative way of thinking to the right way of thinking, so that we can experience the divine blessings, the kingdom of heaven, right here, right now. Beloved, when we look deeper into the esoteric of the metaphysical teachings of our Weishoa, our teacher, our Jesus, it's all about cultivating the right state of mind, the right attitude that we need to behold, beholding, be having, behaving, be expressing. This is what he was teaching. If there was nothing else that you read or listened to or understood from the deeper meanings of the Bible, my invitation is that you truly listen and embrace and embody these D attitudes, these states of mind that our teacher took pains to show and tell us. He also wrestled with them. He too had to wrestle with his persecutors when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, when the fears of what was about to befall him in his crucifixion, asking God to take it away. He recognized that he too experienced and had experienced and will experience those erroneous thoughts that rob us of being, expressing, experiencing the life that God has for us. Unlike the pastor who shared that we need to submit our prayers to God and let God edit them and resubmit them back to us, I wholeheartedly, totally disagree. I believe that our Jesus taught us how to achieve and accomplish that which we wish, want, or desire through these beatitudes, through these states of mind. We know that our first beatitude said, blessed are the poor in the spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven, reminding us to be open and receptive to the teachings, to this understanding, to this deeper awareness and meaning. The second beatitude said, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted, meaning be mindful of his teachings. Be aware of what he was telling us in a deeper sense. The third beatitude, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Again, come back, submit to the spirit within, be obedient, listen. Listen to that still small voice when it gives you the whisperings of what to do. When you ignore it, it is always to your, peril. The fourth beatitude, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled, is a real invitation to deeply desire to think rightly, to rightly use your mind, to fill your consciousness with the thoughts and beliefs that are aligned with what you desire. The fifth beatitude, blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy, is an invitation to be loving, to be compassionate, to be kind. The sixth beatitude, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God, is simply saying, keep your subconscious mind clear of false and limiting beliefs. The seventh beatitude, the sixth beatitude is the blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Oh, I repeated that already. The seventh beatitude, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God, is an invitation to keep your inner peace at all times. For only as you maintain your peace, peace in your heart, peace in your soul, peace in your consciousness, can you act and direct yourself in accordance with spirit. And today our final beatitude, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. This is simply an invitation to stand up to any challenging condition with truth and allow it to grow and stretch you as you express your divine nature, your divine self, your God self. My beloved, this last beatitude, we can simply affirm, blessed and joyful am I, as I stay true to my God self, aligning my human personality with my Christ individuality, and therefore experience the kingdom of heaven, right here, right now. My beloved, every beatitude contains a conditional promise that if you do what it is inviting you to do, the reward, the consequence, the effect will be that which allows you to experience heaven here on earth. And interestingly enough, both the first and the last beatitude are the only two that include that if we follow these things, we shall experience heaven here on earth. Our two sacred texts, the first one is my favorite from Matthew 10:36, a man's enemies will be the members of his own household. The second, Matthew 21:13, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you make it a den of robbers. Both these texts are reminding and calling forth that the house, the body temple, is our own being, our own consciousness. And it's the thoughts that we are holding that are our own enemies, those thoughts that worry us, that make us afraid, that help us to self-sabotage, that cause us to be lazy or overstressed or whatever. These enemies are within us, of our own making, of our own undoing. Charles Einstein said that addiction, self-sabotage, procrastination, laziness, rage, chronic fatigue and depression are all ways that we withhold our full participation in the program of life we are offered. When the conscious mind cannot find a reason to say no, the unconscious says no in its own way. My beloved, we cannot allow our conscious mind to create the experiences, the circumstances, the conditions that are not congruent or aligned with that which we want to be, do, have, express, or experience. We have to consciously choose the right attitude or the right state of mind that our teacher taught us in order to cultivate, in order to grow, in order to express the truth of being, of who we are and whose we are. The poem I want to share with you this morning is lengthy, but it is too beautiful to edit. It's by Justin Fairley. And Justin says, "You can cast your shadow across my future, across every step that approaches every opportunity, every open door. Try to tear down the walls of my confidence and attempt to convince me that I was never meant for more. You can startle me with your swiftness, visit me whenever and however you please, but I and I alone must give you the power to break me and send me to my knees. You have dwelt within every human heart and every human mind since the dawn of time, making the mundane feel like destiny, slowly dying, slowly binding us as prisoners of the grind. Your power is as limitless or as limited as I will it to be. For the only person who can choose to make you master is the man who resides inside of me. I will not give approval to your veil of darkness, nor give you bricks to construct your castle walls. What you build up, I will tear back down with action. You may knock me down, but I will get back up when I fall. Fear, I'm marking you as my enemy. Right here, right now, this instant, not tomorrow, but today. For I have dreams that I must tend to. So pack up your what-ifs and get out of my way. Keep coming at me with your terrors if you like. But my place in the corner is now a vacant cell. This heart will no longer hide from failure, nor choose safety over walking through the fiery hell. I choose my destiny. I choose to hold my dreams as a beacon in the night. For the impossible becomes possible the day we choose to defy you, the day we choose to fight. Beloved, it does feel often that we are battling to control and maintain dominance over that which is constantly trying to undermine us. But as we embrace these B attitudes, these states of mind, we grow stronger. We become more reliant on the spirit within, that independence. We become more faith-filled and faithful, trusting that even though we may not see the way, the divine, infinite intelligence that is within us is making a way. My Science of Mind readings entitled Individuality, A Different Look. The first quote is from Christian D. Larson from A Business Psychology and says, "Therefore, while he is making application of his higher views and carrying out his superior plans, he must depend upon his own strong individuality, otherwise he will fail. The second quote comes from Ernest Holmes, The Science of Mind. By individuality meant self-choice, volition, conscious mind, personified spirit, complete freedom, and a power to back up that freedom. The author writes, let's take a different look at duality. We live in a universe filled with duality. Up, down, left, right, black, white, good, bad. The list goes on and on. As we look deeper, we find that this duality is inherent within us. We are made up of a dual nature. There's the conscious mind and subconscious mind. There's what we think, and there's what we feel. The word individual is made up of the prefix in, meaning not, and the root dividual, which is archaic for separate or distinct. So individual literally means not separate or distinct. Given this example, inclusion literally means making the mind and heart one. In Luke 11:17 we read, every kingdom which is divided against itself shall be destroyed, and a house which is divided against itself shall fall. Metaphysically, the kingdom refers to that which is within, and the house means our consciousness. When our minds are separate from our hearts, or our thoughts are separate from our feelings, we experience confusion and discord. Most people don't realize they walk around in this state of duality. They think one way and feel another. Our practice then is to bring the house into one accord, where mind and heart are one. The above quote by Ernest Holmes encourages us to live from our individuality, using our personified spirit to create a life where all is included, living from a place of wholeness. I have always admired and respected and loved Ernest Holmes. He brought a scientific way of experiencing and expressing the teachings of Jesus. He said that religious science is the science of correct thinking and living. Being a science of correct thinking, it is a science of health, happiness, and success. It is the science of being. Our teachers taught all those thousands of years ago the science of being, the attitude of being, the state of mind we need to hold on to if we want to experience the kingdom of heaven. My story is a short and sweet one, and it simply says, an entrepreneur was in debt and couldn't find a way out. Payroll was due and people depended on him. Creditors were calling. He sat on a park bench, head down, contemplating how to save the company from bankruptcy. When an old man appeared and heard his story, the old man said, I can help you. He wrote the entrepreneur's name on a check and said to him, meet me back here 1 year from today to repay me. With that, he handed over the check and disappeared. The entrepreneur was amazed to see that the check was written for $500,000 and signed by John D. Rockefeller, one of the richest people in the world. The guy felt he could end all his problems instantly with this money, but instead chose to place the check in his safe. Just the thought of being able to fall back on it gave him the strength and courage to find solutions. Within a couple of months, he was out of debt. Within a few more months, the company was profitable again. 1 year later, he returned to the same park at the same time with the same check, excited to share his story of success. Just as the old man returned, so did a nurse chasing after him, saying, I'm happy I caught him. I trust he wasn't bothering you. He always runs away from the home and tells people in the park he is John Rockefeller. Amused, he realized that when he thought he had $500,000 to fall back on, he was business bold again. Clearly, it was not the money making the difference, but rather his belief that shifted him into successful living. Beloved, that we cultivate this state of mind, these attitudes. Or as the quote that I shared yesterday by Steve Preston said, as we ascend beyond our own petty resistance, our own negative self-judgment and self-sabotage, thinking we're not worthy or that kind of mindset, as we follow the teachings of our Wesho, our Jesus, we truly get to experience heaven here on earth. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes. As we go within, as we bring our attention to that breath, our breath, that breath which is the spirit of life, spirit of God, that energizes, renews, replenishes, refreshes us. Always I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So let us be conscious as we are taking in the following breaths that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. Breathe in, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe in." Breathe out, "This is my breath as I breathe out." Inhale, "This is my breath as I breathe in." Exhale, "This is my breath as I breathe out." In, out. In, out, in, out, in, out, in, out, in, out. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe in deeper." And as you breathe out, "This is my breath as I breathe out shallow." Inhale, "This is my breath as I breathe in deeper." Exhale, "This is my breath as I breathe out slower." Deeper. Slower. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, "This is my breath, I breathe in healing." And as you breathe out, This is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in healing. My breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Healing. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in spirit. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out right thinking. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in spirit. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out right thinking. Spirit. 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 Right thinking. Here. In the cave of the heart, in the sanctuary of the soul, in the monastery of the spirit. Just take a moment to allow the be attitudes, the states of mind, to really resonate within you, to be open and receptive, to be mindful of Jesus' teachings, to submit and be obedient to spirit within, to deeply desire to think right and use your mind rightly, to be loveful, to be compassionate, to be kind, to keep your subconscious clear of false and limiting beliefs, to keep your inner peace at all times, to stand up to any challenging conditions with truth. To allow yourself to grow and stretch and express more of your divinity. Breathe that in and see in your mind's eye you expressing these attitudes, these states of mind. What does that look like and feel like to you? Do you see yourself being more confident? What does that feel like? Do you see yourself looking beyond the fears of anything, the appearance of things, and believing the truth of who you are and whose you are? Can you negate the outward appearances and remember that with God all things are possible? Can you take your mind off of the finite belief that you're just a little human self and place it on the truth of who you are? And allow your God self, your higher self, to come to the fore to express and experience it as your reality. Allow these be attitudes to permeate within you, to express through you, to be you. Take a deep breath in as we enter into our circle of prayer. As always, you're invited to include anything or anyone that's in need of prayer at this time. We know that God is spirit, the life force, the energy that is everywhere present at every point in space and time. His center is everywhere and circumference is nowhere. Divine, beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, as we consciously come into your presence at this time, giving thanks for our teacher, our wisher, our master, our beloved Jesus, who taught us these be attitudes, these states of mind to which we can express, embody, and experience the kingdom of God. The kingdom of good, the kingdom of love, the kingdom of peace, the kingdom of abundance, the kingdom of wholeness. Let us truly embody these be attitudes, these states of mind, these states and ways of being. Let us embody them so that we can fulfill these promises that you have given to us. Let us not only embody, embrace, and express, but let us be the example wherever we are, so that those around us may feel and experience your spirit, your life, your love, radiating in and through and as us. So that we may be a healing, beneficent presence in this world at this time that it is so in need. Let us express as the sons and daughters of the Most High God, open and receptive to your truth, mindful of who and what we're holding in consciousness, being obedient to your still small voice and listening deeply, with right thinking and right expressing, being loving and kind and compassionate, keeping our subconscious clear of erroneous thoughts, allowing the peace that passes all human understanding to abide within us, and recognizing when we are allowing erroneous thoughts to dominate our consciousness, but using truth to defeat them. O Divine Beloved, Mother, Father, God, source of all that is, Thou who art the absolute in mystery, the divine and infinite intelligence that permeates in and through all of life, in and through us. We are so grateful for these teachings. We are so grateful for this truth. Strengthen our resolve that we may live and love and express these beatitudes, these ways of being, allowing these states of mind to be uppermost in our consciousness, so that truly we are living, expressing, and being the children of the Most High God. Allow us to live, to utilize, and express these truths, so we can eliminate all those things that cause us to worry, to doubt, to fear, to fret, to distrust. Mother, Father, God, for everything that is happening in our world at this time, too numerous and too much and too overwhelming to list or name. But we remember the song, "You have the whole world in your hands," figuratively speaking. But we know that the whole world belongs to you. There is nowhere where you are not. And so we surrender the needs of all sentient beings, two-legged, four-legged, winged, finned, hoofed, our beautiful planet, all of creation, we surrender to you. And ask that you touch the hearts and minds of all of us who are conscious beings, that we can do our part to heal our world. What is only done for us, by us, and through us. So for our government leaders, we ask for prayers that they truly step away from corruption, power, and greed, and seek to govern with fairness, with justice, and equality for all. Divine Mother, Father, God, as we surrender our prayers, knowing as our teacher taught us that according to our belief it will be done unto us, we surrender with faith, believing, and with gratitude. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer this morning. Stretch your hands towards the sky, wiggle your fingers under firm. I open myself to the oneness of all of life. Cross your hands, palms down over your heart and affirm. I radiate love to all who I meet. Bring your hands as if together in prayer in front of your lips and affirm. I speak only words that affirm the quality of life I want. Drop your hands to your sides, palms open, facing outwards, and affirm. I'm continuously grateful for all my blessings, seen and unseen. Bend your elbows, make small circles with your wrists, and affirm. I let go of any real or perceived shortcomings I may have. Take a deep breath in as I meet the phones for our morning's affirmations and Buddhist meditation. And so, our first is our Signs of Mind reading. Repeat after me. I am the individual expression.
I am the individual expression.
Of the Divine.
Of the Divine.
Of the Divine.
All I desire is mine now.
All I desire is mine now.
Life is good all the time.
Life is good all the time.
If anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed,
knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
I freely forgive them
and I ask
forgiveness.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone,
if I have hurt or harmed anyone,
knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word, deed.
Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word, or deed.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive the past
and close the door.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I accept myself and I am free.
I accept myself and I am free.
May I be happy.
May I be happy.
May I be peaceful.
May I be
peaceful.
May I be free.
May I be
free.
May my friends be happy.
May my friends be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May those that challenge me be
happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be
peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May all beings be happy.
May all beings be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
Our prayer of intention, I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God
within and without.
With
radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Our rumination, our Rumi quote for the week. Ignore those that make you fearful and sad, that degrade you back towards disease and death. Beloveds, as usual, we'll have our 10 at 10, our midweek prayer on Thursdays, and my closing benediction. Beloved Mother, Father, God, may you bless us with the awareness that what we hold in consciousness that is negative or limited are the thoughts and attitudes that persecute us. Let us keep our mind stayed on Thee, practicing the Beatitude, the states of mind that our teacher Jesus taught, so that we as sons and daughters of the Most High God may experience heaven on earth. My closing song, my favorite this week, is by Chris Tomlin and Danny Gookie, entitled Impossible Things. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Life is surrounding you.
Trust you.